Trio.
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो इन कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 10 इन वर्स नंबर 14 इट इज सेड काल द्रव्य गुण त्रिविधि प्रतिसंक्रम प्रतिसंक्रम इज डिजोल्यूशन प्रलय हाउ दिस प्रलय हैपन देर आर थ्री फैक्टर्स काल इज द टाइम द्रव्य मेटीरियल गुण डेटरिएशन ऑफ द गुण क्वालिटी डेटरिएशन ऑफ द मेटीरियल थिंग एंड आफ्टर द एक्सपायरी ऑफ टाइम देर आर थ्री थिंग्स थ्री फैक्टर्स इन्वॉल्व इन दैट Then it is said, Adyastu Mahata Sargo Guna Vaishamya Atmanaha. Then Guna Vaishamya Atmana means when the gunas are disturbed, Sat, Rajas and Tamas were in equilibrium state, then they are disturbed by the will of the Lord. Will of the Lord means, that means when the actions are fructifying. A kal, drabhya material, and gun is the quality. Three qualities. Actually, let me ask you, how many types of pralaya are there?
Four.
Kya kya hai? Nitya. What is the example of nitya?
Every day.
Every day in the deep sleep, it is nitya pralaya. At that time, there is no world. Nitya pralaya. Again, in the morning when we wake up, the whole world comes. Nitya pralaya. What is naimittik? Huh?
Day,
12 hours day and 12 hours night. And what is Prakriti Pralaya?
100 years.
100 years of Brahmaji life, at the end of the Brahmaji life, Prakriti Pralaya. And Atyantik is for? Atyantik for the Jnanis. For the Jnani, there is no world, there is no Brahma, there is no 100 years of Brahma life, there is no one day of Brahma or one night of Brahma. Whole world is not there at all. This is Atyantik Pralaya. The whole world is an appearance only. So Jnani knows that this is an appearance only, like the snake on the rope. It's not really there. It's not really there. So Atyantik Pralaya. So which three of the lokas are dissolved in Naimittik Pralaya? Bhurbhuvasva, not others. And all the 14 lokas will be dissolved at the end of Prakritik Pralaya, at the end of Brahmaji's life. Then it is Adyastu Mahata Sargo Guna Vaishamya Atmana. Guna Vaishamya, when there is a Vishamata. Vishamata means that there is a disturbance in the guna, in the sattva rajas guna. Then at that time, what will happen? Adya in the beginning. Astu Mahata. First come the Mahatattva. What is this Mahatattva? What is Hiranyagarbha? What is Brahmaji? What is the difference between these three? Mahatattva as an inert, then we call it Mahatattva. Because what is coming out of the Maya is all inert. So inert thing is called Mahatattva. If we associate the same Mahat with the Chaitanya, we call that Mahat as Hiranyagarbha. That Hiranyagarbha is nothing but Brahmaji, the creator. So what was the state before that? Before that it was unmanifest, abhyakta. It was seen earlier, no, that with all the lokas were in the stem of that lotus. In what form? In unmanifest form. Now Brahmaji will manifest it. So Vyakta. So first manifestation is Mahat, Mahat Tattva. And after Mahat Tattva, what will come? Ahankar. Verse number 15.
10th chapter, no?
10th chapter.
Dvitiyastvahamo yatra dravya-jnana-kriyodayah bhuta-sarga-stritiyastu tanmatro dravya-shaktiman.
Dvitiyastu aham, ahankar comes. Second manifestation is ahankar. Okay, yatra, and from that what proceeds? It is said dravya-jnana-kriya-udaya. From that ahankar, what comes out is the drabhya. Drabhya means bhuta, five great elements. Drabhya, jnana. Jnana means jnanendriya. Kriya, kriya means karmendriya. Karmendriya, these are all the capacity and ability. Capacity to perceive and ability to act. This comes out of ahankar. Mahatattva. Ahankar, from ahankar will come out the great elements and jnanendriya, karmendriya. Not directly jnanendriya, the capacity of the jnanendriya to perceive. Karmendriya, the capacity to act in the world, the capacity is coming. Gross jnanendriya will come later. So drabhya jnana kriya udaya, bhuta sarga tritiyastu tanmatra drabhya shaktiman. And what is the third manifestation? It is a tanmatra. So mahatattva, then comes ahankar, after that comes tanmatra. Tanmatra is the five great elements in the subtle form, tat matra. They are not grossified. Tat matra is in the subtle form. We can't perceive it. Tat matra is called tanmatra.
Chaturtha indriya sargah yastu jnana kriyatmakah vaikariko deva sargah panchamo yanmayam manah.
Chaturtha indriya sarga, under creation of indriyas. Chaturtha, fourth creation is the creation of indriyas. Yastu jnana kriyatmaka. How is that? Jnana and kriyatmaka. We have two types of indriya. One is the organ of perception. And what is the function of organ of perception? Jnana. We get the knowledge of the things. Jnana. Kriyatmaka. And when we respond into the world, we act with the organs of perception. Action. Jnana kriyatmaka. Vaikariko devasarga panchamo yanmayam manah. And the next is the you need devtas also. To control the indriyas, we need devta also. So, devta are also created. What is the function of devtas? Three functions of devta in indriya. First, they give sentiency to each organs of action and perception. Number one. Number two, they keep a record of all the indriyas, what they are doing. Keep a record. Number three, they pack and unpack. Devta will start unpacking when you are born. And when we get old, they start packing. Sab indriya pack honi shuru honge. Slowly, slowly, they will put in the box. And then 17 items will go out. Packing and unpacking, three functions of the devtas. And the mana, mind also is created. So, daiva sarga and mana is created. We all know in the Tattvabodh that mana is created by sattvic ego. Sattvic ansh of Pancha Mahabhut is required for mind. Which material? How many materials? All five. All five great elements, sattvic ansh, subtle form is required to form the mind. Therefore, mind is able to process all the perception brought in by Jnanendriyas, the five Jnanendriyas, whatever stimuli they bring, the mind can process. Why mind can process? Because it is made of five great elements. Which great element? It is subtle element. And which guna? Sattvic guna. Therefore, it has got the knowledge aspect. It can process. Janmayamana. Who are the devtas? So it is said the demigods in the higher planets are called devta. Demigods in the higher are called devta. And one word we use is asura. That somewhere it is written Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Daiva. Vishnu Bhakta is called devta. And asura tad viparya. Asura are reverse of that. Those who are not devotees, they are asura. Very simple logic behind it. If you are connected to the Lord, if your mind or if your facing the Lord, you are bhakta. If you are not facing, then what is that? You are facing the world. Facing the world means you are reveling in the world. Reveling in the world means you are reveling in the sense object. Anybody reveling in the sense object is asura. Asu means prana. Prana represents all sense objects. So one who revels in the sense object is asura. By that division, we all are. So, daiv means mode of goodness and mode of passion and ignorance is called asura.
Shashtastu tamasas sargah yastva buddhi krita prabho shadime prakrita sarga vaikritana pime shunu.
Sarasastu tamasas sargo yastu buddhi krita prabho shadime prakrita sarga vaikritana pime shunu. And the sixth is tamas. Sixth is tamas. Tamas is what? Ignorance. Ignorance what? Avidya. So Lord created avidya also, tamo, which covers our intellect, does not allow us to perceive the Atman inside. So the Maya has got two gunas, main two gunas is veiling and projecting. Veiling is done by the tamogun, projection is done by the rajogun. And the Maya has got another gun also, which is called sattogun. Sattogun help us to come out of tamogun and rajogun. And how the jeev is created? Jeev is created manufacturing defect, that he is with rajas and tamas. Predominant rajas and tamas, we also have got the sattagun, but we call it malin sattva. Malin sattva, why malin sattva? With that much of sattva, we can't perceive, experience the Atman. All of us have got the sattagun, but that sattagun is not sufficient to perceive that Atman. But we are rajogun and tamogun pradhan. If you want to come out of rajogun, tamogun, what we have to do? With effort, we have to reduce our tamogun and rajogun and come to the sattagun. That is why in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, starting from chapter 14, Lord has said again and again, what is sattagun, what is rajogun, what is tamogun? Of ahar, jnan, karma, puja, shraddha. There are 14 items, he said. So that we can check, where are we? Are we in rajogun? Are we in the tamogun? I want to go to the sattagun. So what I have to do? That also he said there. Sattagun means this. So by effort, we have to come out from
So the Ishwar is 100%
sattva guna or 99.9? 99. Because three guna will be always there. You cannot segregate. Ishwar is sattagun pradhan maya vise. Sattagun pradhan. Pradhan means rajagun tamagun is there, but they are also less. It is called yoga maya. You cannot segregate sattva, rajas and tamas. You cannot become 100% tamas, 100% rajas, or 100% sattva. You can become 99.9999%, but 0.0001% may be rajas and tamas. But we have more rajas and tamas. Jiva has got more rajas and tamas than the sattva. Sarastu tamasa sargo yastu buddhi krita prabho sarime prakrita. These six are called natural prakrita. Prakrita. Now he will tell about the Vaikrita also. Vaikrita means creation of Brahmaji. First six are Prakrita, natural. What are those six? Mahatattva, Ahankar, then comes Tanmatra, then the capacity of Indriya, Jnanendriya and Karmendriya, comes Devata, and after that the sixth one is your Avidya. So who created avidya? Prakrit. When did it start? Anadi. We can't say it started on this day. Anadi. So avidya is also created by the. What is this avidya? You don't know your own true nature. That's all. This is avidya. Now is a Vaikrit creation. Sarime Prakrita Sarga, Vaikrit Anapi Me Srinu. Now you Srinu, now you listen. What about the Vaikrita? Creation by Brahmaji. These were the first six, and after that, Brahmaji created.
Rajo Bhajo Bhagavataha, Lileyam Harimedhasaha. Saptamo mukhya sargastu shadvidhastasthusham chayah.
Rajo bhajo. Rajo bhajo. It is said the Hari himself has taken the rajogun as become Brahma. Hari himself. Who is Hari? Satchidananda. Hari himself has become Brahma. What does that mean? Hari himself has become Jiva. What does that mean? That means Hari has taken a form which has predominant rajas and tamas. Hari has taken a form of Brahmaji which is predominant sattvagun. And the rajogun, because for the creation we require more of rajogun. He has to be active. But this rajogun is not going to bind him, but our rajogun binds us. This we have seen perhaps in the last class or maybe before that. Hari means Satchidananda, Brahma. You think this way. Brahman is the Satchidananda. Brahman has got a power called Maya. And with the help of Maya, he has taken a Vyakta. He is now manifesting. Brahman cannot manifest. Without the help of Maya, Brahman cannot manifest. Cannot take a form. So whenever I have to explain the whole world, we have to bring in the Maya. If I say straight from Brahman, the Brahma has come, then that is wrong. How? Because Brahman is anadi, anant, and there is no birth and death, but Brahmaji has got a birth and death. So how do you explain that a Brahman has become Brahma? We have to explain that Brahman has taken a form with the help of Maya, and the power of Maya is always it creates, it sustains, it changes, it dies. So whenever you see any changes anywhere, that means it is the play of Maya. And that Maya is the power of law. No, he is also bound by the Sri Guna because he has to leave that body. 100 years after that, he has to leave the body. Nobody, when he takes a form, can disobey the nature of Maya. Even Lord Krishna has to leave the form. Lord Rama also has to leave the form. One day you have to leave that form. That is the nature of this.
They came in human form, but Brahmaji has not come in human
form. That is in the subtle form. He is the creator. That is the creator. These are avatar. They have taken the form for our purpose so that we can interact with them. When they take avatar, when we call it Sagun Sakar. That is Sagun Nirakar. They have taken, the Brahma Vishnu has taken Gun, but there is no Akar. Not perceivable. When they become perceivable, we call it Sagun Sakar.
All the avatars also have rajas and tamas.
Yes.
Whatever
percentage
you
do. For acting, you need rajas. Certainly. But the one thing is there, the whole prakriti is under their control.
The Maya is under their control. Rajogun is under Brahmaji's control, but Brahmaji is not under.
Mayapati, Mayadas. Jeev is Mayadas and Lord is their Mayapati. So it is also Leela of Hari only. So Hari has taken a form of Brahma. Hari has taken this all these forms, different forms. So it is Leela of Hari only. And second, he assumes the Rajasic quality. He is taking the Rajas quality for the purpose of creation. Because the creation requires more lot of action. And the third thing, the very thought of Bhagwan and contemplating on the Leela of Bhagwan, we can come out of this sansar sagar, from the sea of change, from the sorrow.
So Uncle, we can define Mayapati and Mayadas as Brahmaji and Avatars as Mayapati, right? And the Jiva as Mayadas.
Yeah, Jiva is Mayadas. We are controlled by, we are not able to cross the Maya. For us, it is only a ocean. We can't see the other end. And it is very difficult to cross this. In Bhagavad Gita class also, we are discussing, once you become this Matchitta, Matpara and Buddhi Yogam, three things. If you give mind to the Lord, if you decide that the Lord is supreme, Matpara, there is nothing higher than that, and you are doing Buddhi Yogam, that means the Karma Yoga you are doing, then that Sindhu becomes Gopad. Do you remember I used this word, Gopad Sindhu? How many were you there in chapter 18, only the last class? This Sindhu, this sansar which we are not able to cross, if you become Matchitta, Matpara and you do Buddhi Yogam, that sansar becomes a Gopad. Gopad means, go means cow. How much space a feet of a cow will take? Only this much? With this much? So the sansar sagar for a devotee becomes only this much. He can easily cross. Gopad Sindhu, Anal Sitalai. So it is a saptama mukhya sargastu sarabhidas tatusam chaya. Now this is sixth one. Now, sixfold creation is the seventh. Saptamo is the seventh creation, is the sixfold. What is this sixfold?
Vanaspatyoshadhilata tvaksara virudhodrumaha utsrotastama praya antasparsha visheshinaha.
They are six. Vanaspati, aushadhi, lata, tvaksara, virud, and Druma. But what is the speciality of this? This is plant kingdom. I will tell you each word, I will explain you. What is the speciality of Utasrotataha? Utasrota. Utasrota means they take their sustaining vitamins or the water and Utasrot, it goes up. From the root, all the trees, they are called padapa. Padapa means those who take food from the feet, from the roots. So they all take food or their nutrition from the roots and it goes up. Now you just think, each one, each blade of grass has got a pumping system. Like we have got a pump, na? To raise the water on the top of the roof. Similarly, each one of them has got a pump, each blade of grass, pump, it goes up against the gravitational force. Against the gravitational force it's going. Each one has got its own. Not only that, if you see the trunk, branches, twigs, then you take the leaf. In leaf also you will find the veins. It goes right up to that. And we think outside it will be snowing and freezing, but the water in some of the plants, these greens are still, they are not frozen. Like we do, we put all the pipe underground. Is it not so? Or cover it with some insulation so that it's not frozen. But in the trees, it's a natural system, it's not freezing. Even without the leaves, in each one of them, there is the water content is still there. If you cut the sap, water will come. So one type of creation, he says, that they are taking their meals, their food from the ground and it goes up. What is Vanaspati? Trees which bear fruits without flowering, like people and bird, without flowering. Aushadhi, aushadhi means the plants, seasonal plants and herbs that die as soon as their fruits are ripe, like vegetables, cereals, rice, wheat, as soon as they come, like corn you see here, when the fruits come, after that they will die. That is Aushadhi. Lata, creepers that grow which take the support of some other tree or wall. Twaksara, plants which have a very hard bark like a bamboo. That is Twaksara. Viruddha, creeper that creep on the ground alone being too stiff to climb upward. Like watermelon, pumpkin, you will never find they going up. And Dhruma, trees which bear fruit after flowering, after blossoming. Like our apples or mango, the flower come and then after that. So one type of creation he will be dividing creation three types. One type of creation is taking the food from the ground and it goes up. Uta srotsa. Uta is going up. Okay, what is the next one?
Tirashchamashtamasarga.
Oh, no, one thing more is different. Something more is to be said about these. It is said, prayaha antasparsa visheshina. Tamah praya means they have got no knowledge content. Tamah praya. No knowledge content. Antasparsa. Only little bit of feeling is there. Little bit of feeling is there. Like, I don't know what is the English name of chui mui. Have you seen a chui mui plant? The moment you touch the...
Touch me not.
What else? They will sing immediately. Only feeling. Antasparsa visheshna. And some peculiar own visheshta, speciality they have. So they have got no knowledge. They take food from bottom and cups on the top. Third is antasparsa. And the fourth is they have got some visheshta, some quality they have got.
Tirascamashtamasargah shoshtavinshadvidho matah avido bhuri tamasah ghrana gyaridya vedinah.
Now tirascasmana ashtama, the ashtam, the eighth creation is tirascha. Who is the tirascha? Who takes their nutrition horizontally. Dekho division kaisa hai. First was this way, now horizontally. All the animals are, we call it tiriyad. They are this bone, what is this bone called? Backbone? Like this. Human has got like this. But all the animals has got parallel to the ground. So that is called tiriyad. They get the nutrients horizontally. They are 28 varieties. Sarga means creation. Sa ashta bins the vidomata. Ashta bins means 20. Ashta means 8. 20 plus 8 is equal to 28. They have calculated. There are 28. Ashta bins vidomata. Abido. Abido means without the knowledge of tomorrow. All the animals, they have got no knowledge of the tomorrow. Bhuri tamsa, extremely ignorant. Bhuri, extremely. Tamsa, ignorant. Extremely ignorant. Ghrana gya, they know only by smell. Ghrana gya, know by smell only. He abedina, and cannot remember anything. He cannot remember. So it is said in the symptoms, it is said in Veda about the animals. They have knowledge of hunger and thirst only. Hunger and thirst only. No acquired knowledge or vision. They have got no vision, no acquired knowledge. You may say, "I'm to parrot ko sikha deta hai Ram Ram." That is something different. Otherwise, they have got no knowledge. No formality in behavior. In animals, you will find no formality. You take your dog for walk. No formality. Wherever they want to excrete, they will excrete. The owner will have to pick up. No formality. Ignorant. And no desirable by smell only. always by smell. Have you seen ant climbing on the 14th floor refrigerator top also? Smell is so strong. They know where is the smell is so strong. Granagya. So their knowledge is concerned with the eating and sleeping only. So these animals can be tamed by giving them food because they are all they require is, they know is hunger and thirst. So they can be tamed by food. Even the tiger you can tame by food. But the other day I was telling you on the story of the Sesnag, only the snakes cannot be tamed by food.
Gaurajo Mahisha Krishna Sukaro Gavayo Ruruhu Dishapapashavascheme Avirustrascha Sattama.
Now he is dividing the animals according to the hoofs. The animals which have got two hoofs, Dvisapha. Dvisapha, have you seen the hoofs? Do khur bolte hain. In Hindi mein they call it khur. Like we have got five, na? Some of them have only one. You will understand, they are giving the name, all of them. Dvisapha, what are those? Two close ones are nine. It is, first say, go. Go means cow. Aja, aja means goat. Mahisa, mahisa means buffalo. If you see their feet, you will find there are two clubs, two joined together. Krishna, Krishna mrig, spotted antelope. Then Sukara, Sukara means pig. Gabya, Gabya means yolk. Y-A-L-K. It looks like a cow only, four-footed, but it's Gabya. Ruru, Ruru is a kind of deer. Then Dvisapha, Pasavesya me Abhi, then Abhi is called sheep. Then Ustrascha, Ustrascha, oont, camel. So he has given the name of nine, they have got the two hoofs. Division according to hoofs. Now he is going to tell who are single hoofed. Two hoops, single hoops.
Kharo swasvattaro gauraha saravas jamari tatha ete chauka safakshattaha sunu panchanakhan pashun.
Chatta means vidur. Now eka safa, single hoop. What are those single hoop? First is khara. Khara means donkey. Aswa, horse. Horse has got one hoop only. Aswatara is the mule. Gaura, Gaura means the white deer. Sarva, Sarva is bison. Chamari, Chamari is the wild cow. Tatha ete cha ek sapa chata srunu panch nakhan pasun. Now you, I will talk to you about the pasu, the animals or the birds having the five. So single hoofed, double hoofed, but they are horizontal. Even the birds you will find their backbones are horizontal, and all the plants vertical. Okay, what are those panchanakhas?
Swasrigalo vriko vyakraha marjara shashasallokau simha kapir gajak kurmaha godhachab makaradayaha.
Swa means dog. Srigal, jackal. Briko is the fox. Vyagra, tiger. Marjara, cat. Sasa, rabbit. Those who are studying Sanskrit, they will get lot of names of the animals, birds from here. Sasa, Acha sallaka, sallaka is the sajaru. Sajaru, you have seen that animal with the
porcupine
with the porcupines. Singa, lion. Kapi, monkey. Gaja, elephant. Kurma, tortoise. Godha, this is instinct. Snake with four legs. Godha. Snake with the four legs. Cha makaradaya. Makaradaya means alligators. Makaradaya. Some more he is telling.
Brika is, I think, wolf.
Wolf also some places it is.
Brikodara. Bhimsen ka naam hai na. Brikodara. Wolf also. Wolf.
Kanka Grithravata Shena Abhasa Valluka Varhinaha Hamsa Sarasa Chakrava Kako Luka Dayakhagaha.
Kanka, heron. Then Gridha. Gridha is the vulture. Then Vata is the crane. Sen is the hawk. Then Vas. Vas is a bird of prey. Valluka is also, I don't know. It is Bhalu or Balluk is the Barhin is the peacock with very good feather, Barhin. Hans, swan. Then Saras, crane. Chakravaha is the one bird, is the Chakravaha.
It looks like Saras only.
Kaka,
crow.
And Ullukadaya, Ulluk. Aav, Adi. He is not given the total list of 28, but Adi, he said, these are Khaga, these are the birds.
Arvak strotastu namamah kshattare kavidho ninam rajodhika karma para dukkhecha sukhamaninah.
Then abhakratut kya hai? Where the food is taken from the top, it goes down. The first in the case of all the plants is taking from the bottom, it's going up, then horizontal, then now going downward, gravitational force, okay. Navama, this is the ninth. O Vidur, how many type of this? Ek Vidha, it's only one. And who are that? Nirnam, Manusya. So manusya is only one type who takes a food from the mouth and it goes down. In all other cases different. One is horizontal, other is from bottom to top. And how is this manusya? Rajo adhika. Same thing. Whatever we have studied in Tattvabodh, rajo adhika. Rajo is more there. Therefore, karma para. They always do karma. They believe in the karma. But don't know how to do the karma. Karma para they are. They all do karma. But their karma are all sakam karma. They don't know the art of acting in the world. Karmana. Dukhe cha sukhamani na. And how fool they are. They revel in the dukh and they say, this is, I'm getting sukh from there. They all revel in the OET, which is the Sansar Sagar, which is Dukhalai, but they think, I am getting Sukh. Dukhe cha Sukhmanina. Sukhmanina, they think, no, this is Sukh there in the object and the world, there is Sukh. They go there again and again and again. But it is only Dukha. How do you prove it is whole Dukha? If somebody asks you the whole world is Dukhalaya, why Lord has said Dukhalaya? How do you prove? Because it is temporary and perishable. So whenever anything perish, that gives us Dukha. Therefore, the whole world, one day it will perish. So it will give us Dukha only. Therefore, Dukhalaya. And we are searching Sukh in Dukhalaya. Dukhe cha Sukhmani naha.
Vaikritastraya evaite deva sargascha sattama vaikarikastuya proktaha komarastu bhayatmakaha.
So it was said there are one devatas, devatas and another is the Brahmas. So Kumaras, Sanat Kumar, Sanandan, where from they came? So it is said Ubhayatmika from the both. From both they came. Deva Sargasya Ashtabidu. No, Vaikratasya Evate. So this Vaikrata, the creation of Brahma is three types. First type is all the plants, one type. Animals, horizontal, second type. And the Manusya, three types. So three types of creation by Brahmaji. Before it was six type of Prakrita. Prakrita means all the natural, Mahatattva, Ahankar, Tanmatra, Devatas, Indriyas, and after that, last one was? Avidya. So all these three, immovable creation, beast, birds, and humans, as well as the creation of God to be discussed later, O noble man, O Vidur, are creations that have proceeded from Brahma. So Brahmaji created three types of creation. Six were created Prakrita, and Brahmaji created all these three. And he also created Indriya and Devata, which we have already seen. Devatas are created by the mind is created by Sattvagun, Karmendriya by the Rajogun, and Jnanendriya by Sattvagun. While the creation of sages, Sanak and others is classed proceeding from Brahma and the gods, both Ubhayatmaka. So saints and sages, they are coming from Brahma also, from Devatas also. Therefore, it is the word Ubhayatmika is said. Sanakadi are the Manasputra Brahma. They are created by Brahma. These are Manasputra. He just thought Brahmaji and the four sons came. Then Brahmaji said, you start creation. Srishti badao. They said, nahi karenge. We don't want to go into sansar. We are Gyan Margi. And also, anything which is created by mind cannot recreate anything. Dream is also a creation of mind. Sanak Sanantans are also creation of mind. So those are not real. Since they came first before Rudra and Prajapati, they are also creation of God. Rudra and Prajapati came later on. First is the Brahmaji. It will all come slowly. How the Rudra came. You see, I think it has already come. First Brahmaji wanted to create one Rudra and ask him to make Rudra. He created lot of Rudra and there was chaos. Then Brahmaji said, no more Rudra I want. Then he slowly came to Prajapati. The Prajapati you create. Then there were Prajapati like Daksha Prajapati and all that. And after that slowly creation. Manusatrupa again. 27 and 28 together.
Deva Sargas Chasta Vidha Vibudha Pitaro Suraha Gandharvapsara Rasas Siddha Yaksha Rakshansi Charanaha Bhuta Preta Pishachascha Vidyakra Kinnaradayaha Dashaite Vidurakhyataha Sargaste Vishwasukritaha.
Now the species of devatas are eight types, eight kinds of devatas. Acha, what are those? It is said, one is the gods, then the mains, pitra, third is the asur, demons, gandharva, celestial magician. So like we have got magician Pramilaji here for human beings, for devata they are Gandharva. Manusya Gandharva. She is Manusya Gandharva. One is Dev Gandharva. Dev Gandharva, once we were in Uttarkashi going toward the Gangotri and there was a light column passing by. So Sadhu said, don't see that. These are all the Dev Gandharva going. Dev Gandharva. So Devagandharva and Apsara, Yaksha and Rakshas, Siddha. Siddha means one who has got the supernatural power, Siddha Purus. Then Charan, Vidyadhar, Charan Vidyadhar, celestial bards. They sing the glory of Devatas. Bhut, Pret, Prisaj, Kinnar, Kimpurus, Aswamukha. These are the eight types of Devatas created. So now it is said, I have thus told you, O Vidur, the 10 creation evolved by the Lord personally, as well as the form of Brahma commanded by Mahavishnu. So these are the 10 types of creation. Then now.
Ataparam pravakshyami vangshan manvantarani cha evam rajapluta srashta kalpadi swatma bhurharihi.
Ataparam pravakshyami.
Ek aur line hai na. Srijatya Mogha Sankalpa Atmai Vatmana Matmana.
Now I will tell you, Atha Param Pravachyami, I will tell you about the Vansa Manvantarani. I will tell about the Vansas, Surya Vansa, Chandra Vansa, and the people coming in that Vansa Parampara, I will tell. Manvantar and the Manus, those who come. What is the life of Manu, when they come, how many Manus, it's all going to come in the next chapter. मनवंतर से एवं रजा पुरता सृष्टा कल्पादि आत्म भू हरि दिस हरि हिमसेल्फ हैज बिकम रजा पुरता रजा पुरता जे टेकन द रजोगुण प्रधान एंड ही इज क्रिएटिंग द होल डिफरेंट सेम आइडिया बट केम अर्नियर आल्सो द हरि हैज बिकम ब्रह्मा हाउ बाय टेकिंग द रजोगुण सृजति अमोघ संकल्प एंड अमोघ संकल्प unfailing sankalpa. Srijati is given. Once he has thought, unfailing. There is no going back from that. Atmaivana atmana, atmaiva atmana atmana. By himself, himself, by his own energy, he created the whole world. So the Brahma is there. Brahma has got a shakti called Maya. With the help of that Maya, he has created everything. He himself has created everything.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Stritya Skandhe Dashamodhyayah.
Should we start today? Correct? Because now it's going to about the time. And the for time, I need a big board. And one mathematician. One who is good in math.
That takes me out.
Who is good in math?
Okay. Acha chalo. So we will see that. So next class is not next week because we are going to Peoria. Next Tuesday we are in Peoria. After that, when we come back, so we will have class. So 1 week, chutti. Then the time calculation.
आप जो किया है उसको अच्छी तरह से सिर में रखो. 1 week chutti है.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari.